Tomorrow afternoon, a local telethon, Sweet Home Chicago. It's going to be at NBC Sports Chicago at 5 p.m. Star-studded event. It's going to have Common, Bob Odenkirk, Buddy Guy, Donnie Wahlberg, and Jenny McCarthy. Even though I know he's from Boston, whatever. It's a fundraiser for humanitarian relief in our community as a result of the pandemic. Now, we couldn't get any of those other big stars, but we did get Carl Walarski, the super fan. And Carl, thanks for your time.
Oh, sure. It's Chicago stars. You know, these people are at the very zenith of the universe. You know, you got your just the ones you mentioned, and don't forget Tony Kukoc and Timothy Kazarinski from Saturday Night Live fame. I mean, this isn't that, you know. This isn't one of these cheesy Broadway fundraisers for that, like, what they did the other week. Who was that guy, Stephen Sondheim?
Sondheim.
Yeah. And they're singing these songs, and it's like, oh, and I'm a singer in a song, and a singing song. And it's that they don't even sound like music. I mean, you know, they're
yeah, that's awful. No, that's awful.
For my music, I got Buddy Guy for when I need the blues, and the Blues Brothers for when I need the blues. And, oh, and I'm sorry, and I also have, when I want to, you know, get romantic, I played a theme from Brian's song for me and the wife. That gets her.
Does it every time? That gets her in the mood?
Oh, yeah. She's a little... She's a little mad right now, you know, because we had to cancel our romantic vacation, you know.
Oh, where were we going?
We were going on a romantic cruise with the wife, so she's pretty down about it. It was, it's something we do every 5 years on our anniversary. It's an all-inclusive trip up and down the Calumet River with members of the 87 White Sox. Yeah. You visit every fishery and sausage factory with a wet sock. Plus, you get catching tips from Ron Karkovitz. The wife loves it.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, we don't spend a lot of time. She has a lot of alone time, you know. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah.
She gets a lot of reading done. It's very relaxing. But, you know, everybody's got their disappointments.
Yeah, right.
Right?
It's a tough time. These are unique times, Carl. I mean, there's no
unique
two ways around
it. Times, yeah. You know, and, you know, you try to deal with things like the shortages, the toilet paper, whatnot. But lately I've heard of some much scarier ones. I gotta level with you, Rokan.
Yeah.
I've heard of places running out of meat. It's one thing for your country to be out of non-essential items like testing and whatnot, but if you're running out of hamburger patties, I mean, are we still a society at that point?
Oh, I know. Imagine.
I was able to procure a medical meat license, so I get to go to a separate line at the butcher because, you know, the doctor says that's what my body needs, is meat, so... I recommend it for everyone. Your butcher legally becomes your cardiologist.
In the city of Chicago, that is absolutely true.
I got to take a sigh of relief, though, because I've read that obese people have an elevated risk for COVID. So it makes me glad that, you know, Swirsky's and I, we always decided to stay so healthy.
Right.
You know? We ate right, and, you know, number of years ago, I purchased the Bobby Jenks 4-in-1 exercise couch. No regrets.
Right.
It reminds you to sit up.
Did you find interesting literature in the back of that? I'll bet there were some pamphlets in the Bobby Jenks exercise couch.
Yeah, it came with a pamphlet, Bobby Jenks' 5 Steps to Getting Down to 230 Pounds. But, you know, we're good. Bob and I, we get cholesterol tested regularly. Bob's blood qualifies as barbecue sauce in 5 states, actually.
So are you looking forward to working with these other esteemed celebrities that are going to be on Sweet Home Chicago Telethon?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Who are you looking forward to?
Donnie Wahlberg. You got your Bill Wennington. Not that I haven't seen him a lot on The Last Dance. What a show that is.
That's something.
Yeah, Move Over, Ken Burns. Now, that's a documentary, you know. I mean, the only problem is it's not long enough. You know, it's one thing to devote 10 hours to some throwaway topic like the Civil War. But, I mean, this thing, they could have done 10 episodes on Dickie Simpkins alone. It's just the tip of the iceberg. I don't want to be selfish. You know, a lot of people are in need. And it's always important to remember that and be grateful for what you have. You know, one thing we do every day at 8 p.m., we drive by a local hospital and yell, "Packers suck!" And it really lifts them up.
It's nice.
That salute.
Yeah.
Makes them feel good.
Yeah.
You know.
Well, what are you going to do, Carl? What are you and the rest of the Superfans going to do if there are no fans in the stands this football season?
You know, the Clippers have canceled the season, too. We've been advocating that for years. Just why bother playing the games? Because you know the Bears are going to prevail.
Right.
It's a foregone conclusion.
Sure, absolutely.
But, you know, if they insist on playing it out, I'm sure Coach Dicko will make the right choice between Foles and Trubisky.
Right. Yeah. You know, we'd think a guy named Trubisky would be so popular here in Chicago, wouldn't you, Carl? I mean, it's a good, solid Chicago name.
I'll take his wobbly passes over Jay Cutler throwing it every which way, throwing those rifles. I mean, listen, I don't want to be too tough on the guy, you know.
Yeah.
But he was getting killed out there with that offensive line. That was not a good time.
No.
There were a lot of sacks going on.
Yeah, tough.
And, you know, they weren't giving him enough time to throw interceptions. You give Cutler time in the pocket, and he will throw it to the opposing team.
So, I don't think we finished who you are going to be working with. You're working with Coach Ditka tomorrow. You know, I mean, he's going to be on
this
thing.
With Coach Ditka. Coach Ditka's got to prepare the Bears season. You know, obviously he's the brain still behind the scenes.
Sure,
you know?
Yeah, of course.
Via mind control, he's controlling Nagy's thoughts through teledickinesis. That's how he controls Nagy's thoughts, and you know, he's helping the Bulls, the Blackhawks by Twitters. You know,
right?
He doesn't really use his fingers. He just intimidates his iPhone. He just stares at it. It's his own patented system. He does no tweeting or twittering. He just twitkas. he's a tough man.
Yes.
You know, people were upset. Oh, we had a heart attack. I mean, seriously. A heart attack for Dicka, that's like being in, for him, that's like he was in a fender bend. Yeah.
Totally true.
You know, but Dicka's on that, and he's, of course, on this whole pandemic thing. He's going to take care of that, too.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, I have no doubt that it'll be solved momentarily. You know, if modern medicine can restore Brian Urlacher's hair, of course a vaccine could be found soon enough. And Coach Dick is the man to do it.
Yes. You are completely right, Carl Walarski, super fan, and we will see you tomorrow night on the Sweet Home Chicago telethon.
That's at 5 o'clock Central Time. That's prime viewing time for Chicago grandparents everywhere. No, they're going to dominate the ratings at 5 o'clock on a Saturday. I mean,
sure.
Look out, My Pillow infomercials. You are going down.
It's also, though, Carl, it is also on Facebook, and it's on Twitter, it's on YouTube, and it's on the Insta. Do you have Instagram?
I don't know what that is. Yeah, I mean, I we had a Zoom meeting to do this, whatever that is.
Mm-hmm.
We did a Zoom conference in 3 hours just to set it up. I mean, with all these numbers and buttons you got to push. Coach Dickett just stared at his computer, and it all worked out for him.
Right, of course. How is your Compact 1200 that you bought in 1996, how's that holding up in this new modern era?
It's holding up well. You know, the sticker that I put, I didn't realize that my sticker in a fridge, I shouldn't have put it on the actual, what they call the screen. But hold on, give me a second. I got a kid. They want to homeschool, you know. Oh, my God. They got questions. I just tell them the answer is Dicka.
Right. Right. I'm surprised that the 30-year-old is still being homeschooled.
Yeah. Oh, he's got ADDD, attention Dicka deficit disorder. ADDD. He's just not getting enough Dicka in his daily intake of information.
Of course not.
You know.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm so glad that that Lincoln Tech now has a homeschooling program so that the kids can learn how to back trucks up on their own laptops. I think that's great.
Man, you know, man cannot live on DeVry alone. That's the lesson.
Carl Walarski, we'll see you tomorrow night, NBC Sports Chicago, or Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, Instagram. Happens at 5 o'clock Chicago time. It is a telethon.
Sweet Home Chicago, hosted by Deion Cole, who's the guy. I don't know who that is, but all I know is there's going to be a lot of bulls and bears on there.
Yes, right, and other major celebrities. D.B. Sweeney's going to be there. Billy Zane, you know, he was in Titanic.
Oh, my God, yeah. Those tweezed eyebrows are, he still looks masculine with those tweezed eyebrows. That's a Chicagoan for you.
That's right, exactly. Okay, thank you, Carl. Really appreciate your time.
You got it. The Bears.